Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
It's Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale, Saturday, February 6th at 1 o'clock at Messner Ranch near Slapout, Oklahoma. This sale will feature 150 Hereford and Angus bulls and 60 Hereford and Angus pairs. To view an online catalog and videos, go to www.dvauction.com or call 580-552-1555. It's the Messner Ranch annual production sale, Saturday, February 6th at the ranch, 6 miles south and 11 miles west of Laverne, Oklahoma.
Are you stuck inside but still looking for bargains on new and secondhand goods? Try HiBid.com, the online auction site for just about everything. HiBid.com offers a safe and easy way to find hundreds of thousands of items for sale every day. From rare coins to fine jewelry, tools to vintage toys, and classic cars to real estate, HiBid.com has it all. HiBid.com makes it easy to find what you're looking for, and the site's super simple and easy to use. Come to HiBid.com, that's HIBID.com, and start discovering great deals.
Well, the next few months could see a return of damaging wildfires to many areas. That's coming from Mark Goler, state forester and director of Oklahoma Forestry Services. March through April is going to be the most active time for wildfires this year because of the La Nina, which typically means warmer and drier conditions. Goler says with it being warmer and drier, there's going to be some opportunities for fire.
Okay, so what we're looking at, the reason why we're looking at 2021 as being one of the problem years is because of the La Nina effect, which typically is drier and warmer for Oklahoma. And with our fuel conditions that we have, the increase in herbaceous fuel growth due to some late growing season rains, we saw an increase in grass growth across the state that will help to sustain a fire and also be more fuel for one to burn. Now, it's a lot of people call fires in Oklahoma just strictly grass fires. That couldn't be farther from the truth. Grass is one of the fuels that carries the fire, but they burn through numerous fuel complexes, through forested areas where we have the leaf litter and the trees and the woody material. And during the summer months, we have crown fires that occur that burn in eastern red cedar and our hardwood trees, the oaks. So really, we prefer to call them wildfires because they burn so many different types of fuel across our state.
Goler gives producers some tips on how to be prepared for wildfire season.
Yes, make sure that if in particular around homes that keep the grass mown short, if they have any type of volatile tree, vegetation, shrubs, limb those up at least 6 feet off the ground to avoid for any approaching fire to be able to climb into the crown of the tree. A lot of times the fires that burn homes, actually it's not the fire impinging or burning on the structure itself, it's windblown embers. So anything you can do to move the fuel complex back away from the house at least 30 feet. Anything you can go beyond that increases the home's probability of survival. So, and then also it allows for the fire department and responding fire personnel a place that they'll be able to work and easily defend if an approaching fire. So at least clean up around the house. Don't have firewood stacked up right next to the structure. Any type of accumulation of burning material, lawn furniture, things like that. Just consider what could catch fire and just move it away from the house during this time when we expect wildfires to occur. Don't wait for the smoke to be in the air. Take action now.
Goler added widespread state and countywide burn bans are expected to be seen later in the season. You've got farm news on Ron. It's time once again for the Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association's 43rd annual all-breed bull sale. Coming up Saturday, February the 6th at 12:15 p.m. at the Cheyenne Ag Pavilion on the west side of Cheyenne. They'll be featuring 65-plus breeding-age bulls, registered and commercial, Angus, Charlet, Composite, Hereford, Simmental, Semi-Angus, and Red Angus. For more information or to get your sale catalog, call Linda Lucas at 580-497-7366. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.